Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by
your guest host tonight, Prophetess Sherilyn Clay out of Dallas, Texas. Woman of God, have your way.
Thank you, Pastor Edward Hamilton, Pastor E, my friend, my confidant. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be here, live here on the Now Network. All right, family, those who are on the line, I want to say hello. May God bless each one of you. Thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you tonight for being a part of this show on tonight. And tonight we want to give God all the glory. We want to give God all the praise for what he is about to do on this network. We are here tonight on Women Speak Now and Be Heard by my sister, Minister Michelle Taylor, who will be with me later. We bless God for her. She's the one you're usually hearing on the show. And I will be in tonight, standing for her tonight, but she will be joining me later. And I thank God for her and her ministry and what God is about to do for her and her ministry. But I want to go ahead and get started tonight. I'm excited. I was listening to the song, Let Everything That Has Breath Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you know that you have a voice, you need to open your mouth with me on tonight, because I am here tonight to open up and allow God to do what he wants to do, the N-O-W. And if you don't know what that stands for, it is not our will. What am I saying to you on tonight? Luke 10 said, thou kingdom come, thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We don't want our will to be done tonight on this show. We're expecting God. We're expecting the Holy Spirit to do what has been ordained in order for me to be on this show tonight. It's not about me. It's not about just you, but it's all about Jesus and what he wants to do. So tonight, we're going to go ahead and go forth tonight, and we're going to do just what this show says, N-O-W, not our will, when, now. And now I'm going to praise God, because I want him to have his mighty acts done on here tonight. I want him to release his goodness. I want him to release his holiness. That's what the song says. Hallelujah. I'm giving him the highest praise. That's what I want you to do with me tonight. I want everybody to say, hallelujah. God, we're going to give you the highest praise. We want to rejoice in you tonight. Hallelujah. We can't help ourselves. Hallelujah. We lift up holy hands and we surrender our minds. We surrender our bodies and our souls tonight unto the Lord and say, Lord, not my will, but like let thy will be done tonight. And what I want to do, I want to open up with prayer. If you would just give me a moment to get before the Lord, I'm already before him. I've already been praying and praising him, and I'm excited about tonight, and I believe you can hear it in my voice. But I'm going to slow down so that the Holy Spirit actually can truly do what he desired to do on tonight. Heavenly Father, I come and we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14:13-14, that any evil spirits that are following me and following this broadcast right now with my family and my friends, that you would force and drive those evil spirits into the abyss, and any replacements of evil spirits along with them, destroy them, their assignments, and their attacks against me and my friends and my family that's on this call. Lord Jesus, force and drive those evil spirits far from our houses and far from our cars and our lands, far from our properties, our vehicles, our animals that's in our homes and workplaces, because some of you all are listening at work. And do not let them return anywhere near us the rest of this evening and all into tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come and we also ask you, Lord Jesus, according to John 14:13-14, that you will destroy the unrighteous agreements that are coming against me, coming against us, that have been prayed against this broadcast on tonight, that are being prayed right now as I'm praying against this, against me and this broadcast, and will be prayed while I'm on the broadcast, and any replacement thereof throughout the rest of this evening and this call, through the night watchers and into tomorrow afternoon, along with their effects, their side effects, and their things. I ask you, Lord, to destroy all demonic spirits that have been sent forth from those words and or prayers, and cast them back into the abyss, along with those words, along with the power of those words and prayers of any that have caused any pain, any darkness, darts, arrows, stings, claws, spears, lies, evil imprints, evil impressions, false memories, long and wrong mindsets throughout the rest of this night. So, God, I thank you that the night watches and all of us are covered not only tonight, but into tomorrow afternoon. These blessings I'm asking you in Jesus' name. We praise you and we give you total glory and we give you total praise. So, right now, I want to again thank Pastor Hamilton for this opportunity. He's out of Los Angeles, and I'm asking you to pray for him as he's praying for me, that this night be all that God has called it to be. This network It's a Christian radio network that is an avenue for like-minded believers. I'm just giving you a little bit about what I've invited you to. He is the CEO of this beautiful network. He said it's a Christian radio network that is an avenue for like-minded believers. And what does that mean? It means having the same mind of Christ and have the same heart to do what Christ would do. This platform is designed to deliver messages of hope, meaning to bring family and bring friends, encouraging words, uplifting words, and sometimes you may even get words of warning. Why? This only to protect you and to exhort you to where God has already designed and desire you and your family to go in Him. And where's this coming from? It's all talking about Luke 6 and 10, allowing God's kingdom to come so that His will may be done. And that's all He said tonight. Allowing me to be a guest host is just saying, what am I saying? I'm saying I'm lining up my faith with His faith that tonight that God will produce hope on this call tonight. There's somebody that's been praying. That's my prayer tonight. That somebody's been praying for answers about something. Somebody's been crying out about something. Somebody has been writing things down, has a list that, God, I need you to help me to do these things for 2017. I am praying for resolution. I'm praying for solution. I am praying that whatever God wants to do on this call tonight, it is for you and it is for me. Even though He's using me to be a vessel tonight and to serve you, I'm still needing some things that God, I desire God to do for me. So we're going to get here together. We're going to do this together. And another word I want to release to you is that I want to motivate you as God transforms you. How? I'm talking about your mind, because many of us are struggling already in the beginning of 2017. What am I supposed to be doing? Some of us are still trying to figure out, you saying, man of God, you've been crossed over. I need to know how to cross over from my past unto my future, which is from 2016 over to 2017. And I'm praying that not only to motivate you, but as God transforms your mind, He's going to transform your mind. Not only is He going to transform your mind, but also praying that He renew your mind and He renew your spirit on tonight, because they work together. Your mind and your spirit work together. And God will do it if you believe what I'm telling you on tonight according to God's word. And it's coming from Psalms 51 and 10. And the word says, create in me a clean heart, O God. And that's a cry. That's a cry that David was crying out to God. When you hear, oh God, that stands, you can hear the weeping and the moaning in his voice. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a loyal spirit, a righteous spirit, meaning a right attitude, a faithful spirit, and a steadfast spirit within me. So when the scripture, some of the scriptures, you might see one of those, and you might even see all of those, but when I looked it up, I saw different ones, and I just put them together. You know, when God creates something, when he created, he shapes it, and he molds it, and he prepares for the process that he is preparing for whoever he's forming will be able to handle what he's preparing you for. So that's why David said, create it, because it's not here. It's not in me. So I need you. I'm asking you to do this for me in 2017. So I hear many of you have been asking God. I've been having some sleepless nights. And I'm having a sleepless night because all of these things are going through my head, which means that you have not cleared your mind of 2016. You have not cleared your mind of some people that are still in your mind that should not be in your mind and in your heart. You're still battling, you're still having issues with these people and these things from 2016, and it's stopping you from going over and to 2017. What are you talking about, prophetess? I'm talking about those of you who wish you had somebody to listen to you, because that's a problem. That's a problem. And you're wondering, is God listening to you when you pray, or is God listening to you when you're crying out? Where? In your bathroom. Some of you on your jobs in the bathroom. Some of you at the desk rubbing your head while you're sitting at your desk talking to God while you should be working, and you're wondering why you're still on your job, because things are still bothering you from 16 that you should have dealt with, you know, while you were there, but you didn't, because you didn't know how to deal with it. And some of you are still battling with the issues of your heart, because you still hurt from some people that hurt at you, or friends, or family, or husbands, or boyfriends, or whatever you had in your life in 2016 is still bothering you and hindering you from passing over, crossing over until 2017. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, this is your night. This is your night. This is your night that I believe that God is going to speak a word. And that word, one word, and I know that sometimes you hear the pastor at your church, or you hear a deacon, or you hear a mother say, if God can just give me one word, that one word can transform my life in a minute. That one word can transform my life in a second. Hallelujah. It can transform my mind in just a day or a month. Whatever it is, I believe that tonight is your manifestation. I believe that what God gave me on today, he said, daughter, he said, the quicker that you can allow me to build your faith, not just of a mustard seed, but since you've gone past a mustard seed, he said, the greater your faith is, the quicker is the manifestation. So the reason why I'm sharing these scriptures with you, because I'm trying to build your faith to receive this manifestation. Ah, Ramama Shataya. Speak, Holy Ghost. My will is that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what does that mean? It says that I am wishing that God will carry out on earth what has already been ordained in heaven. Ah, do you get that? I am what God has already said. I am praying that over you and I on today, that this will manifest, that his will for you, his will that he has already ordained in heaven, be released tonight on this call before you hang up. Because I pray that the God, whoever comes on this call, you have ordained. And I pray that you will release such a manifestation that they do not leave off this call before this call is over. They will not leave off the same way that they came on. They will not be heavy. Hallelujah, living. They will not be heavy burdened. They will not be overwhelmed. They will not be confused of the cares of the world and from the cares of others have put up on them and them put up on themselves. I trust God for you tonight. I believe in the God that I serve that is speaking to your heart tonight. Luke 22:42 says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. See, if Jesus did this on the cross and spoke these words concerning his will, then let him continue to go through what he was going through for us on the cross, how much more am I to do this for you right now on this call? He said, yet not my will, but yours be done. So that's what I'm saying on you tonight, if you can just receive that. To which tonight is not about me, but it's about my will being so decreased to the point I have emptied out me for you on tonight. Because that's what he did on the cross for us. He emptied out. He went all the way. He didn't go half the way to get the work done that God had brought him on this earth to do for us. He went all the way. And that's what we're going to have to learn to do for each other. I want to be that vessel that God used to be the first to be used in such a way that the manifestation of my emptiness, will be your healing, will be your deliverance. Oh, God, I hear you. Will be your mind clear tonight. Will be your heart renewed tonight. I believe God is going to do it because I believe in the supernatural, because my whole life has been supernatural. We address our prayers to God, the Father. Why? Because he said, pray, thou kingdom come, thou will be done, as in heaven, so in earth it will be. That's Luke 11 and 2. We want God's kingdom to come tonight. And God's kingdom is to do with his ways and his order. This is how we become kingdom-minded and kingdom-seekers. And so here tonight, we are in unity, and we are asking that God's ways happen here as they are fully obeyed in heaven. Oh, yes, I'm asking God to let the heavens open tonight. Oh, yes, and I believe it's about to happen. And somebody say, so what really is heaven? What is heaven? Heaven is the space where we, his children, will reside, which means stay with him, if we just right now begin to repent right now and obey him from this time forward. Heaven is a place, a space that has been already set in order and waiting for you and I. The dictionary said it's regarded as the abode, A-B-O-D-E, of God and his angels. So what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is simply wherever God is in control and on earth, this can be through you and me. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God is simply where God is in control on earth, where we are right now. If you and I let them be. You ever heard of the song, I want heaven right here on earth? You can have heaven right here on earth just by what I just told you, by letting the kingdom of God shine through you. And that's through God's obedience. And that obedience comes by us listening to the word of God as we study and meditate on it day. 37 and 24 says, though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hands. And I want to break that down. It says, though he may stumble, the life that we're in right now, we've been doing a lot of stumbling from the day we were born. Before we walked, we stumbled. But God is saying, even though you're stumbling, you have failed many times. But through the falling that he's talking about, that means that it's a palm tree you bend in, but you haven't broke yet. The Lord said, because I've been withholding you, I have been lifting you up, and I have been keeping and protecting you through your stumbling, and I am holding you in my hands. When we were kids, he had the whole world in his hands. That's the song we learned when we came up. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. And God is saying, I want you to know I got you. I'm holding you up, and yes, you are stumbling. Yes, you had failed, and you might be even falling. But God is saying, don't worry about that, because I am with you. And with me, all things that you're going through in your stumbling, you're still going to get the victory because I am with you in the process. I am carrying you through your stumbling process. All you got to do is recognize where you are and why you're where you are, because I'm going to reveal it to you. So when this thing comes back around again, you're going to recognize it. And this devil you see and you're experiencing right now, you will see no more. And if he does come, you're going to let him know, I've been delivered and I've been set free. Be gone, Satan, and get behind me. Psalms 37 and 25 said, I was young and now I am not yet old. I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. What is God saying to you? Right in your stumbling and all that you're going through, it's not just about you, but it's also about your seed and your seed. So what I'm telling you tonight, you got to get past all of your problems. You got to get past all of your mindsets of holding you in negative thoughts, because I'm pushing to let you know those negative thoughts are not from God. They're from the devil himself. Because the Lord said the thoughts that I give you are of good and not evil. What God is saying is the thoughts I'm telling you is that these thoughts of good will keep you in right standing with me, because you know that I only have good thoughts about you. He said, I keep you on my mind all the time, not just sometimes. He said, all the time. He said, what concerns you, my son and my daughter? He said, concerns me. And I need you to know that. He said, I am with you even in your darkest hour. You need to understand that tonight. So there is nothing that you can go through that your daddy don't see. There is nothing that you can experience that your daddy don't know. All I want you to know is that he is with you. He is with you at all times. Your good, your bad, your negative, your positive, your ups, your downs. Come on, somebody. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You better believe that. Not only that, he said, they are always generous. And let me go back. Your children, let me go back up and explain that scripture. I was young and now I am old, and yet I have never seen righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Let me add to that. You know, when we are children, we're naive sometimes, and we're immature, and we do some, you know, foolish things. But you know what? That's part of the growing up process. Don't let nobody tell you anything different, because you have to grow in order to get old. And then, yes, in life there are some people that have got old and still haven't learned, but I'm not talking about that tonight. I'm talking about you and your manifestation of being told to heal, deliver, and made whole tonight. And I'm talking about getting that mindset where you believe with the word of God and believe what he's telling you on tonight so that you can cross over from 2016 to 2017. Oh, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. What it's talking about is that because you have lined up and you have listened and you have obeyed God to the best of your ability, because he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows when you're going to fall. He knows when you're going to mess up. But he also wants you to know his word. He wants you to know his word. Meditate on the word, so that word can keep you. That word can keep you in so much love with God that the relationship between you and God, you'll let nothing in to hinder that relationship, because it took everything in you just to get that relationship. Oh, God is good, baby. God loves his children. He loves his children, and he knows every last one of you. So don't let nobody to come and tell you anything else crazy that don't line up with the word of God, or that's contrary to the word of God. I'm telling you and leading you to the place where God is, so you can stay right there even after this call. Because when you line up, your children will line up. And all the generational curses that's on your generation and on your generation line, God will break that line. He'll break that chain. And according to Psalms 37:26, they say they are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. So I'm telling you right now, you and your children will become blessings, because you're lining up and you're obeying God. You're listening to what I'm saying, and you're making up your mind to obey God. Genesis 48:20, it says also that verse 25 is saying that the children's names will be used in blessings. Oh, my God. And others will see that your children are blessed. That's what we want today. We want to live a life that not only the blessings upon us are upon us, but the blessings upon our seed and our seed seed. And how do we get that? He just told you. He just said, I love you. Love me back. So I can keep you blessed and not stressed. I can bring you in and bless you coming out. Oh, my God. My God. Are y'all listening to me on tonight? Oh, God. And out of that, because you're lining up, God said it's good, because a good man's steps are ordered and the Lord, according to Psalms 37:23, if you got your Bible, it says the steps of a good man, woman or man, that's what he's talking about, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Which means the word delighted means you're glad and you're thrilled and you're ecstatic about God, and God is excited with you as he is ordering your steps and what he is calling you to do and where he is taking you and who he's taking you to. Oh, yes, baby, get excited, because what I'm telling you in the excitement that I'm telling you, this is the same way God is expressing himself through me. He's excited about you. He's excited about who he has called you to be. Oh, God is excited about his baby. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Before this call, you've probably been going through hell. Before this call, you've probably been stressed out. Before this call, you probably want to give up and didn't believe that was a God. Oh, God, but oh, God of all God. Oh, right now, I think that your ears are not being tickled, but your ears are receiving the truth, and the truth is setting you free. Oh, God, I thank you that you're letting it be. If you was even committing suicide thoughts, having suicide thoughts right now, I have the authority through the Christ in me to rebuke that devil and tell him he thought he had to, but the Bible says what he meant for evil, baby, let me tell you, it's already been turned around for your good because you're listening and you're receiving the words of the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, don't fear, no matter where you're at in your life right now. He said, don't fear, for God has not given us, you and me, a spirit of fear, but of God, power, God, love, a sound mind. That love I'm talking about is Jesus, the one who died on Calvary just for you and just for me. And that each one of us, no matter what we go through and what comes upon us, God said, I'll set you free. That power he's talking about is the same power that Jesus, when he died, he rose, and then he went to hell. He took the keys from Satan of death. My God. So nothing that he does, his sting does not even feel like a sting. And he can't bite because he has no teeth. That means he's gum in you. Which means that doesn't hurt. Oh, glory to God. And he said, the mind that he's giving you is the mind that I'm telling you right now, that I'm speaking into your life. It's the mind of Christ, baby. You have the thoughts of Christ, baby. And you're only going to say what Christ says about you. That means it's concrete. It's concrete, baby. It's solid. And I tell you, once you get it, you got it. And God said, well, you know. Satan will come. And then he'll look at you and he sees that God's name is printed across your forehead and he must go. Oh, yes. You got to get this tonight. This is nothing complicated. This is all very simple. And so God told me to read this blessings over you before I turn over this call. And I want you to hear these positive words of what I'm praying and speaking over you. It says, God's blessings rest upon you this day. Babies, you are pleasing to the Lord, and he enjoys your fellowship. You are well favored and more than able to receive his abundant provision. God's angels are accompanying you on your right hand and on your left. They shall guide you, and you shall follow them. God's goodness and mercy shall follow close beside you and be the guardians between you and your past. You know, that's what God is telling me tonight, to tell you, you can go ahead and let go of the past. You have to open your mouth because the Lord said the power is in your tongue. What you shall say tonight is what you shall have. And the Bible says, so is he. Whatever you believe, so is he. So right now, if you're saying right now, Prophet Clay, I'm in agreement that what you're about to speak over my life that God says about me, I am standing, I'm speaking out loud into the atmosphere, and I am letting go my past because I have to pass over and cross over into 2017, because what's in the past, I'll never get my future if I don't ever let go of this past. God has determined that you shall have good success, children, because you move in faith and in strong, let me read that again. God has determined that you shall have good success because you move in faith and in strong courage. Can you tell I'm speaking of things that were not as though they were? Can you tell what I'm doing for you tonight? I'm speaking your holiness. I'm speaking your righteousness and your abiding in Christ into existence on tonight. He says your eyes shall see the salvation of the Lord tonight. He shall keep you safely under his wings and pinions. Children, I declare this day that you are protected and delivered from the evil of the day. You should not stumble or fall, for the Holy Spirit has anointed my eyes, your eyes, with eye salve to see clearly and have given you ears of the Spirit to hear precisely. Did you hear what I said? You will hear precisely. That means clear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you from this day forward. You will be wise in your generation. I don't care how old you are. God said that you will be wise in your generation, meaning that it's not too late to be wise. For the Bible said in Proverbs, he said, if you lack wisdom, to ask. And he said, I will give it unto you, the one that's asking. Your soul will rest in God's shalom, which means that it's going to rest in God's peace tonight. He has declared you to be strong, and he's declared you to be pleasing in his sight. Baby, y'all better hear what I'm telling you on tonight. Whoa, my God, I'm feeling this thing. He said, I have, I got to say it again, declared you to be strong and pleasing in my sight. Let me tell you what declared means. God said, when I say I declare a thing, it is so. Hallelujah. And nobody can change it. God said it's concrete. Hallelujah. And it's my desire to do what I'm telling you that I'm doing for you. And he said, I'm telling you, you have been declared strong to be strong and pleasing in my sight. You will eat the fruit of my promises in the land of the living, and you will enjoy long life and length of days because you have wholly, wholly, trusted in the Lord your God. Woo! Come on,
Please.
Somebody. You said you will eat, that's what he said, you will eat the fruit of his promises in the land of the living and will enjoy long life and length of days because you have, I'm talking about you that's listening tonight, have wholly, wholly, trusted in me, the Lord your God. You better hear what I'm telling you tonight. Your habitation shall be a place where you will rest in his love. He's talking about himself. And find hope for tomorrow, and joy shall strengthen you as you rest up on your bed tonight. You better hear what I'm telling you. He said he shall restore your soul. Somebody say, restore me, Jesus. Restore my soul, Jesus. Restore me just what I am, Jesus, because I'm receiving your word tonight. He said, he shall restore your soul and give.
Restore me, Jesus.
Ooh, I love when God starts giving. He said, and give you rest, R-E-S-T. All of y'all have been toiling. All of y'all have been toiling in the midnight hour. All of y'all that have been crying, God, I need your help. All of y'all that have been saying, Lord, if you're real, come and see about me. God, if you are real, manifest yourself on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling you, he said, I am here tonight to give you rest in the stillness. S-T-I-L-L-N-E-S-S, and the quietness of your home. So if you're at home tonight, you better receive this word. If your house is in trouble, you better receive this word. If your house
right
is in sickness, you better receive this word. E-O-W now, because you're telling God, it's not my will, but let your will be done. In heaven, as it is in earth. And God is saying, it's done, daughter. It's done, son. Receive it on tonight. In your prayer chamber, the Holy Spirit shall birth a creative. You better hear what I'm saying tonight. C-R-E-A-T-I-V. That's why I serve him, because he's a creative God. C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E. He is going to birth. So you know that birth means new. E-E-W. Speak on the ghost. You better hear what I'm telling you tonight. He said, I, tonight, in your prayer chamber, it's in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit shall burst. That means some babies are coming out tonight, baby. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm snatching you out of that stubborn spirit. I'm snatching you out of that fear spirit. I'm snatching you out of that fearful spirit to say, God, I've been carrying this baby, and I'm scared of the labor pains, but God said, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear. It's time for that baby to be birthed. It's time for that book to get out. It's time for that ministry to go forth. You better hear what I'm saying. It's time for that ministry of a business to open. I'm trying to talk to somebody tonight. You better hear what I'm telling you. Because tonight, he said, create it. Birth. T-R-E-A-T-I-V-E. Create us. Birth. God is creating a new birth in his children tonight. So if you had babies that were stillborn, you don't have to worry tonight. If you had babies that came before their time premature, you don't have to worry tonight because God gave you a new word. He said tonight, I am birthing a creative, and look what he said the next word, and powerful mind, M-I-N-D, and give you sound ideas concerning your ministry, concerning how to get your book out, concerning how to open your business that will bring you people. That's a powerful word on tonight. That's why I say it's going to manifest on tonight. He said, open up your heart. He said, lay your hands on your belly. He said, in your prayer chamber, the Holy Spirit shall birth a creative and powerful mind and give you sound ideas that will bring you promotion and great favor. Hey, he should give you fresh anointings and bless your ministry with good results. You better tell me. I know I'm preaching tonight because the Holy Ghost is speaking. He said he shall give you fresh. Who? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit that he has sent to you. He said he shall give you fresh anointings. Hear what I'm saying? Did he say anointing? No. He said anointings and bless your ministry with good results. That means that the Lord is pleased with you on tonight, my children. Hear what I'm telling you. If nobody ever told you and encouraged you that God is pleased with you, he is pleased with you all tonight and has placed his name upon your forehead. God, you better hear what I'm saying tonight. You better receive this. You better receive this. I'm telling you, the Lord said he is pleased with you and has placed his name, not Prophet K's name, not Satan's name, not your husband's name. I'm talking about your new name. He said, his name upon your forehead. He said, call upon me, and I will show you great, G-R-E-A-T, and mighty, M-I-G-H-T, what? Things you know not of. It's not the God we serve. It's not the kind of God we serve. It's not just like the God we serve. Oh, God, we thank you for your anointing tonight. Y'all, listen, he is a great God and a mighty God. And the God that I have introduced to you tonight is real. He is real. He told you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm telling you, he is what greatly to be praised. I pray that everybody that's on this call, ears have heard, heart has received. I'm going to turn you back over to the man of God. And if to open up the lines, if anybody needs prayer, anybody right now has received this word and want to say so, you can say so. But man of God, I release you, this calling to you, and I'm going to continue to stay in prayer. I'm going to continue to stay where I am and release it.
No. We're going to bring in Minister Michelle, and it's going to stay Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Glory! Oh, I'm jumping. I'm all on the walls. I'm on. Oh, preach! You better stop. I can't get on the. Oh, somebody else get this thing because I can't talk right now.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah, God. And as we're waiting for the woman of God to come on the call, I want to say this to you.
Michelle.
Repenting.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Sure
go ahead.
Oh, she's there. Look. I think I said something that made her drop back.
Jesus. That's all right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. What an awesome, awesome word that was released on tonight. I just want to personally thank you, Mighty Woman of God, for being an awesome host. Not only an awesome host, but the release of such a mighty, mighty, powerful word from the Lord. I knew it would be awesome, and I have received from you on tonight, and I know that nobody on this line is going to leave the same because the word has went forth. And the Lord said it should not return to me, and it should not come back void. So we praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify his name. We receive the word. We are on fire, and we have already crossed over. So now we're just in the receiving mode of life right now. We're in the receiving. We have our baskets, and we are receiving the blessings of the Lord. And we just praise him, and we glorify his name. We give him all glory. We give him all honor.
Jesus.
There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. We searched out all we could not find.
Nobody.
You, Lord. You are the great I am. You are,
yes, you are
the first and the last. You are the great
Jehovah.
Yes, hallelujah. The Lamb. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Pastor E, I know that people are excited on this line tonight. I know they have been blessed. We have been blessed.
Oh, my God.
It's been such a wonderful fellowship, just a wonderful time of receiving what the Lord has for us. I mean, it's just been dynamic. God is good. He is awesome.
Well, you know, we talking, you know, I don't even want to sound like a female because I'm not. But I could give y'all, like I'm in the group. Well, we should do. I'm going to say it like this.
Well, you know, you are always
over.
Part of our group. Yes, we have.
And I am
Amen.
Part of this group.
Hallelujah.
We family, y'all.
Yes,
I don't look at no different.
Amen.
I'm really
right.
hoping that we get to that point of fellowship that it doesn't. Women speak now. It's just speak. It's just up. It's just do. Oh, our collaboration has really blessed us in that area. But I want to say this. It's important in this, you know, we're still in this first, we're only at the 12th day over.
Amen.
And some people are still, some people are doubting and questioning and not standing on the promises of the word that they spoke. We have to be intentional. That's the most important thing is you have to be intentional that you make yourself do what you know you need to do. Don't let circumstances sway you or lead you in another direction, but know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It does not feel
absolutely.
Good every time. It's
absolutely.
Not the perfect solution to you every time or to me.
Amen. Yes,
but,
yes.
But the truth always sets me free. And I come out
always.
Smelling like roses. I come out like, let me just get out the way. You get used to it.
Yes.
But if you're not used to it, I want to say
absolutely.
This to anyone tonight before we open up the lines. You must condition yourself. You must train yourself. You must get radical with making a decision that I'm over. Pass it behind. No, don't even come back up in here no more. I don't even want to talk to you. I don't even want to entertain you anymore because I have a hedge of protection around and about me that I have prayed and put in the right positions. I was sharing with someone, women of God, earlier. You know, how many times have you heard that prayer? I prayed a hedge of protection around you, but you still get
right.
Up.
Right.
The point is, the prayer is prayed to you. But as a believer, you got to know where to put the right bushes to make the full hedge. Some of us have everything built up on the east, but we still keep getting beat up on the south and the north and the west. Some people got it on the north. In the other directions, a hedge is not one bush, but a combination of bushes that make a hedge around us. How can weapons come through when you're not protected? They're coming through. Anyway, all I'm saying is that as believers, I am new. I'm not in the old. I crossed over, and anything I've done since then has been something I have never, ever done before. I'm meeting people that I've never known before. I'm making connections that the world would say, don't let it happen. Things are coming around that has never happened in my life before, and I'm going to share this with everybody else also. There is opposition that has come in my life as well that has never been seen before. But you got to know where you stand. So
that's
when
right,
it comes,
Nanica.
You don't get that's mad at nobody and you don't let anybody get mad at you. But you know how to step back and say, hey, okay, what can I do? I'll just be in the background. And then you get to see when all the dust settles, who's still standing. Nobody. Then your number get called. Then they want to get in your then they want to call you out because guess what? God will make the last first and the first last. I'll just rather be last all the time so I can do his will and he's first, that I can be in place with him and know in my crossing over that was to magnify him, Minister Michelle, Prophetess Sherilyn, everything. Crossing over was that he could be seen better. We've had some broadcasts already in 12 days here on the network that are astounding. The numbers don't even look the same as last season.
Praise God.
And I haven't seen much more, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen much more advertising for nobody else other than those in the covenant that do it. It hasn't been a lot more other, but I'm seeing people coming in. I want to help promote your ministry. I see you're on the network. You're on this. I want to help you do this. I'm like, I don't even know these people. Okay, I want to help you too.
Praise God. Well, the mighty God we serve, he's faithful.
Oh, my God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I'll be lifted up. Amen.
I'll draw all
men
unto me. Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
This broadcast is growing. I guarantee you. that there will be more participation in the season of 2017 like never ever before here on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. The collaboration, y'all better get out the way, because this, I don't even know what God is about to do in this thing, but we've crossed over into something in the collaboration where we have really connected.
Praise God. Yes. God is good, and he's doing a new thing.
Yeah, new.
You know you're going to get me to say something. Oh, my. I'm going to shut up. Let me turn my mic off. No, we're doing a new thing.
Yes, amen.
We're doing it. God has already done it. I just have to say that in honesty and in love.
We're just in position now, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Everything God has done is finished. Read preaching to the preachers. But Ecclesiastes 3 says everything God has done is final, complete.
That's right. I agree, man. God, say that.
But when we get that different eyesight to see him in the spirit, it's a new thing for me. Thank you, God, that I'm connected.
God.
That's the difference between horizontal God and a vertical God. Horizontal God has to be proved by, I see it over there now. Oh, let me preach.
Right.
Instead of a vertical God to see it in heaven, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Didn't you just preach that?
Yes, Lord.
I just put a flyer out there, y'all, from the Now Network. Do it when now. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Transference
Praise
of power.
God.
Pull down heaven into your life. Pull down heaven into your life by saying your will
now,
be done.
Now.
Your kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Right now.
Oh my God.
Amen. All
the season of now is jumping off, y'all.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you, ladies. You women of God.
We love you too, Pastor.
We love you.
I'm blessed
for you.
You preach to me, see. When Minister Michelle, can you tell them, when somebody come up in here preaching, you get me on here, I can't be quiet because I want to preach now. See, I'm tag team.
That's
Let's
what we
preach,
do.
Preach
That's
all
what
night.
We do.
To God be the glory. Now we will take the opportunity to open up the lines to all of our covenant partners.
Praise God.
But you know what? The most important thing is that everything you've heard, you can do the same thing.
Amen.
You can put yourself in a position, and I know we have. I can't even see. We're pretty loaded tonight. We're doing Women Speak Now is off the chain tonight. But I know our covenant partners that are saying we're over. Every time we've been talking, they like, I'm already over. The past. What's the past? The past behind me. I'm walking a new now. Something never ever done before. But for those people out there that may be a little bit, not familiar or comfortable in saying that it's, I feel the energy, but I really don't know what you're talking about. We want you to dial one first. We have a private room that we can invite you and give you your starter kit.
Yeah.
I love calling this starter kit. We're going to give you your starter kit, because once you put the key in the ignition, now you drive on your own. We're going to help you. We're going to guide you. But let me get you your starter kit. But for those of you who just want to chime in, for the women of God, especially Prophetess, our special host, not guest, our special host, this is family, that has just blown, just done her thing tonight, and God has allowed her
excellent.
To do manifest.
Amen. Glory
to God. Dial one right now. We want to give you an opportunity to say hi or ask for prayer. There may be someone on the line that just wants to say, hey, I'm in line with you guys. I'm in agreement with you. Any requests, dial one right now as Minister Michelle and Prophetess Sherilyn continues this dialogue. You guys were actually supposed to do a interview.
Yeah.
Right.
We were.
What about that ministry in Dallas? Christmas. You was helping folks out there. I was like, she's doing just what we're doing. Share some of the things that you're doing in Dallas. And I'll let Minister Michelle come in after this, and I'm going to back out. But we want to know because this is about partnering and networking in every state. My goal this season of 2017, that every state in the national United States is covered by this network, that when you need to go there, you know who to call. You know who to visit. You need to. You know who to go minister with when you're preaching in a certain area, and then you want to do outreach. Those are the numbers. You want to know where to stay in town, where to get the best deals and stuff. Because believe me, there's deals in Los Angeles. That's not in Dallas, as well as in Dallas, Houston, Florida, any other where that network. So we want to know about your ministries. Please share it with our people so they can get in touch with you, stay connected to you, and covenant with you.
Okay, amen. Yes, sir. My ministry is Total Healing and Deliverance Ministry, and it's total because it came from actually I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and was actually supposed to have surgery to remove it and believed to God that there was nothing there and that I wasn't going to have the surgery. And so God, because he gave me that name back in the early 2000s, I actually said, God, you said total healing and deliverance is my ministry, and I believe that I'm totally healed. And sure enough, God healed me of cancer, and right now, 5 years and a half, a total healing, cancer-free from ovarian cancer. Mm. And so that ministry is just what it says, total healing deliverance, and I thank God for that. Also, I have an outreach ministry called Transformers, and what we do is go out into the community, and we give out throughout the year the needs. We feed them. We find out some of them that are veterans. I help them with another young lady to house the veterans. We get their checks so that they can be housed properly and take care of them. Also, I help young ladies that are out there that literally wants to come off the street. I have connections of how to get them into different programs to get them off the streets. I also connect with other abuse centers and women abuse centers for women, and they call halfway houses for these women, their children. I provide clothing for them as well as whatever they're needing from me in ministry to come in and minister to uplift and to exalt and to encourage these young ladies that where they are is not their final destination, and try to mentor them and stay with them throughout as long as they need me. Also, I work with the Women and Children's Shelter here. If you look on my Facebook page, you can see that this year God blessed me to give out clothes with other, my cousin, I call her Aunt Carol, but she's actually my cousin. She has a program here in Fort Worth. So I work with Fort Worth and Dallas with other outreaches or other churches or other programs. Anybody that needs the help, I lift up my ministry to unify with them because it's not about me. It's about the people. And so I unified with her with Community Holiday Projects. And you can see on Facebook, we gave out these dresses, and God had me to give out gloves and caps and, clothing for their children.
Wow, that's right. Wow.
It was, yeah.
Amen.
And this
praise
is
God.
Just me by myself, people. I just want you to let you know that when God said he calls you for the ministry, he called you. And,
come
and
on
he
now.
Will use you for the ministry. He said, whatever you have in your house. So, and what you have in your hand, if you believe that, God is creative. That's what I just told you. He's a creative God, and he'll give you a creative mind. I'm not wealthy. I am on total disability, been there since 2007. But I have help. God will send people. The Bible said he will send people to bless them to your bosom at the time of the need. That's a provision that he's talking about. He will provide for the provision. You don't even have to ask for it. God will send people.
That's right. And we were able to do the same thing in two different states, in two different major cities at the same time, and didn't even collaborate.
Yeah.
What
right.
if we would have
no,
collaborated?
Sir.
What if we would have had
more
time?
More
see, in this season of networking, we have time to plan. See, my these are two of my number one words is I'd rather be proactive than reactive. We always wait for something to happen. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Can
That's
we
true.
Plan? See, do you know that there's three ways the enemy comes against us? The number one is that, first of all, we don't have a plan. If we have a plan, we don't stay committed to a plan. And if we stay committed, we won't be focused. We have to go to such another level in supporting and doing these things, not just on our own. Oh, look what. kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I implore, celebrate, honor you, woman of God, because I know, I see what you're doing out there, and we want people to know you're in the Texas area. Don't keep this information here for yourself. If you're not in the Texas area or you're not in the Dallas area, you know, I guarantee everybody on here knows somebody in that area that you could say, if you ever need help or you know someone needs help, connect here, because this is good ground, and that's important.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Huh.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Good information.
I got my sock lady on the phone from my sock lady, Minister Michelle, loves giving socks. She even got me into it because I'm throwing socks into the beanies and scarves and blankets that we give away out here. I tell you,
awesome.
This morning, I had to change clothes 3 times. I went out and because I have certain areas that I'm covenant with, and when it just been raining hard, the drought is over in Southern California, but
yes, it is.
Oh,
man,
my
God,
it is a tragedy out there on the streets. And from 5 o'clock this morning until 9, I made 2 stops. I was drenched myself, but was able to give away the last of our beanies and socks and stuff because everybody's wet.
That's awesome. It's definitely needed right now, man.
You know. And so in every area, we need people that don't want to get out there to sow into Prophetess Sherilyn's ministry, into P2P Ministries, into Elite Kingdom Ministries. We need you guys to sow. You can be a part of helping. You can be a part of doing things. Just sowing to us that's out there. You want a receipt? I'll send it to you. I'll show you on the video who the people that we're helping if you need that. But if you want to get involved, you can look at, and I'll show you at least 15 states covenant with us. There's many more that we're believing to come on board, but I know 15 now that I could sign off and say, that's just like talking to me, that we could covenant with any place that you're at. Let me know where you're at. I'll get you connected with the right people that we can start really getting involved in helping the communities. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, Compton alone is bad. But if you go deeper to Watts and South Central, it's worse. Oh, my God.
It
gets worse and worse. And we need a lot of help.
The need is great.
Yeah, it's not just cities. It's states that need to be helped. The whole city of Texas, the whole state of California, the whole state of Florida, and vice versa of Wisconsin and so forth, so many other of our covenant partners. But I just wanted to say that is that don't feel like I don't have time. I work all the time. Sow into a ministry that you know is out there sowing good seed. Minister Terry, come on, Women Speak Now. I know I got excited. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Good evening, family. I tell you guys said something. Somebody should be shouting hallelujah, and I was shouting hallelujah. Because I tell you, what a mighty word she brought. Praise God all the time.
Awesome.
She brought that scripture out, Psalm 51:10, created me. Ooh, I have to tell myself that. When right now.
Now.
I tell myself that when I wake up in the morning, Lord, created me. Right now, renew that spirit, you know. Because I tell you, the enemy is so busy. He wants to come to rob, kill, and destroy. And you know what? I'm listening to her, how she developed her ministry, and I'm just saying, glory to God.
Awesome testimony.
What a ministry. Total healing and deliverance. And, you know, this month is Cervical Health Awareness Month. So
that's a
good testimony in your ministry so women can be aware. We have to take care of things. Like you say, Pastor E, be proactive and not reactive.
Yes.
So we can, we can take care of. I just said, glory to God and your ministry helping others.
Yes, yes.
Ooh,
and I think somebody needs to hear that testimony that even though, you know, you're healed and delivered, you still got to go for them checkups. That they look at you like, what you keep coming up in here for?
And continue to be healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your health.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your health.
Yeah,
and that's
never.
What's important. I heard the woman of God said, no, I'm making my appointment. I know I'm healed, but I'm making my appointment.
Right.
Somebody needs to know that.
Amen.
You get healed,
my
and then stop taking the right medication that they gave you, or stop doing eating a certain way. It's a testimony to stand on the promises.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Yes.
Ooh, family, what a word. But I thank God. I thank God we have Pastor E and Minister Michelle and Prophetess Sherilyn. We have the archives because you have so much heavy, heavy Minister Terry, Sister Terry.
Praise
you
God.
Have,
that's right.
Praise God. You have so much in there that I'm like, I was listening so much I couldn't even write anything, couldn't type anything, you know. But
excited. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on that one.
I know, Beth. He listens to every replay every night. So praise God. I love you all. God bless you all.
Love
you.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
God bless you.
What's the word with Minister Terry tomorrow at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m.
Tune in and be blessed.
Eastern Standard Time for What's the Word. Well, y'all just don't know. This one we can't come from. I don't even want to go there. Anyway, God bless you, woman of God.
It's awesome.
Area code 562, last 4, 6797. Okay, we're going to get off of that because that was another announcement.
Amen.
Hold on. Are you at the airport? Area code 562, 6797. You must have a word or a comment.
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
It's like echoing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
echo.
Somebody say what?
Oh, no, that's something else going on.
No, that's something else. They say raise up.
Yeah, that's something else.
They doing workouts. Oh, somebody's in the gym. I'm sorry. Somebody's getting a gym on and listening to us, and I thought they wanted to get
healthy,
in.
Right?
Hey, that's what we all need to do.
Yeah, multitask. Praise God.
You see, I stopped it right there because I didn't want to preach on that one. This has been dynamic. Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Whoa, the woman of God was supposed to be a guest and became the host. And I am blessed. I'm blessed. Truly blessed. Truly blessed. Truly
God
blessed.
God bless you, Pastor, for trusting me. Amen.
Truly blessed. Amen. That's all I can say.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, we know that the word of God says that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So I thank the Lord for ordering your footsteps to be the host on tonight to bring such a powerful word. I was blessed, and I know everybody be blessed. Those who listen, to archives, those who will re-listen, it's a word from the Lord that needs to be heard. Not only heard, but to be received and to be activated. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for
Amen.
You. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, woman
of
God.
Amen.
Love you.
Straight vertically
Amen.
Down to
Love
me.
You.
Right now, just came straight down vertically. We need to continue this the program of both of you guys together. So let's get that scheduled in that is starting out with both of you. Girl, because after that, I'm sorry, you guys. Yes, me and Minister Michelle are tight, so I may say something like, girl, you should have known. Man, when that song went off, we was like, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise
God. Mean, the spirit was flowing.
Amen.
Amen. We want to see you guys back on Women Speak Now together. And Prophetess Sherilyn, closing words, remarks, prayer. Pray us out of this thing. And God bless you, woman of God. You know your family. And you're invited on any day of any broadcast. Come on, get involved. This is this is your time. This is your season.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Before I go into the final word, I want to let everyone know, be looking out. I do have a book that is coming out.
Amen.
About just follow me on Total Healing Deliverance. I'm trying to get my website set up, trying to get a lot of things set up. So be praying for me and be looking for me in the future. Not just one book, but I have three that's coming out. So be in prayer for me with that also. And
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. But Minister Michelle, I just gotta change one word out here. If you want a website, do you try or do you have it when?
No, I have it.
No, Minister Michelle. Absolutely. No, I'm talking to somebody I work with. When we someone, I'm not trying to have one. Call Pastor E. Because what will you have the next day, Minister Michelle?
You will have it. You would have an excellent, excellent, functional, professional website.
When?
On mine, and I'm very, very happy now. Immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely call them. He's the man. He's the man for the job. And he does excellent.
We're going to make it happen now.
Yes.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Logos.
Yes.
Graphics. Wow. Websites. Apps on your phone. Oh, I got to throw this out there. The Now Radio for You is official nationwide to be a certified radio station. We're on Google
Great
Play.
God.
We're on Apple,
wow.
iTunes, that you can download the Now Radio for You at any time.
Amen.
Constant Christian 24-hour free, commercial-free music that
wow.
we're also
Amen.
Authorized to go out and do interviews, and we're trying to get into the Stellar Awards up in Vegas, and we're going to have the Now Network.
Wow.
But anyway,
wow.
we are bona fide certified, and we on the map. So thank God.
That's right. Praise
for providing
God.
To
Amen.
Us. Just
yes,
go on your on
you,
your
Lord.
Phone and go to Google if you got an Android, or go to iTunes if you have a iPhone, and search the, all one word, the Now Radio for You. Bam. You're going to say, what? Oh, download it. It's a quick download. And as soon as you hit it, it's going to just play music. It's not going to show anything else, ask
awesome.
For you to rate, ask for you to do nothing. It's going to play constant music, different Christian genres of music that go forth all day long. And if you have music you want to get involved with us, please submit that to us at info@thenowradioforyou.com.
Amen. Praise God.
Got it. That's
Prophetess.
All it now. Yes, sir. All right. This is
now.
Pastor Sherilyn
Prophetess,
Clay.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you, my beautiful sister, Pastor Michelle. I thank you, love you, for allowing me to, I'm going to say, a sister host with you today. And it's been
my honor
and
my pleasure.
I love it. And I want to say to contact Prophetess Sherilyn Clay, go to Total Deliverance. Total Deliverance. I went blank on y'all. Total and Deliverance at Yahoo. No, Total Deliverance 88 at Yahoo.com or Total Healing 88 at gmail.com. Leave me a message if you want to contact me. My telephone number is 817-680-2347. You can catch me at any time. The prayer I want to pray over you tonight is General Romans 28. Heavenly Father, I ask you as I bless you for this network, for the people, your children, my family, my friends, everybody that was on this call tonight, I thank you for blessing
yes.
each one of them that they are here
mm-hmm.
to
thank
the
you,
word
Jesus.
And play
thank
this over and over and over until they get it into
yes,
their
Lord.
Spirit and the manifestation mm-hmm. will
in
take place on tonight. Yes, God,
in
that you will
Jesus.
Bless them coming
I
in
believe.
And you will bless them going out. Father, we thank you. We ask you to bless our city. Bless our state, bless
yes,
our
Lord.
Nation. We ask you, Lord God, that you would bless our country. We ask you to bless our families, our friends, and we ask you to bless our seed. We know today that we know that we have to plant
Jesus.
Seeds because that's where our hearts are going to come from. The old seeds are no longer growing in the past. Now we have new seeds that are now going to be watered by the word, and they're going to be watered by God because we believe
in
his word. I ask you to bless and prosper everything we touch this year. Everything. Because your word, everything we touch shall prosper.
New.
I ask
Never
you
done before.
To cause our enemies to come at us in one direction,
New.
But to flee from us in seven
New.
Directions.
In the name
because
of Jesus.
Greater are
New.
You who is in us than he that is in the world. To
God New.
Be the glory tonight. And God be the glory tonight. To God be the glory tonight. According to
in
your
the name
will,
of Jesus.
Let it be so in
Jesus'
yes, name.
Lord.
Amen.
Jesus
Jesus
name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank
God bless your family.
Hallelujah.
Love you guys.
Love you,
love you.
Love you, Michelle. And love you, good mom.
Love you. Mighty woman of God.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.